Zacchaeus and the tax collector. From Luke 19, verse 1 to 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was. But being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this, began to mutter, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I'll pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." Amen.
I read an article this week, a scary thought. There are now 111 shopping days to Christmas. Scary that somebody's even counting them. And this article told me what are the five apparently predicted to be top must-haves this Christmas. The whole of this sermon on God's Word is meant to make a difference. That's what God's Word desires to do. This might make a difference to your Christmas. If you think one of these gifts could be something for you, and you're sitting next to somebody who might be getting you something, just give them a nudge. Well, I'll tell you what they are. There's the Apple Sports Watch, the Soma 107G helicopter, a Dreamwalker, a BB-8 droid, no idea what it does, and a Polaroid cube. We live in a consumer society. The prevailing religion, more. I need more and more. And hopefully that will satisfy me. There is another society, another kingdom, whose still small voice we're seeking to hear this morning and for the coming weeks, that speaks of another way to live. Instead of getting, giving. We can live as a reservoir, longing to store up more and more and more for me and me and me. And God calls us to live as a river. Jesus said, "Give, and it will be given to you." In another place, he says to his disciples, "Freely you've received, freely give." In another place, he teaches his disciples, when you pray about the forgiveness that you need, pray also, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive others." The kingdom of God is about giving away what you've received. Even the most selfless person, I think, loves to get a gift that expresses somebody's love. My wife, who claims to be somebody who doesn't need a thing, would still love to get two tickets for the Monaco Grand Prix next May. So listen, if you know anybody who's got a flat in Monaco that's free and just needs some flat sitting, just let me know, okay? That would save me a lot of money. Give and it will be given to you. God is the great giver. He so loved the world that he gave his son. His Son so loves the world that he gives his life. God gives his blessing and is now looking for people, his children, who will give his blessing away. God is looking for children who will express the Father's character. We can see invitations to this in the most unlikely places, including, amazingly, even Christmas adverts. Do you remember this one?
Where are you going?
Ow!
Even though your eyebrows terrify me, you did help me get that B in maths. Because you're the fittest girl in year 10. You gave me my first job. Because you're alright. You looked after my nan.
Because you're always full of surprises. Love, Mum and Dad.
This Christmas, let's make the people that make us feel good, Boots.
It's so moving. I know they just want to sell you more stuff, but there is a great truth in that. These are next weeks. We're looking at Jesus' calling on the church, that's you, that's me, to be his blessing. And the word bless, can you just stick it up on the screen? The word bless, we're using as an acronym. Here are ways that Jesus blesses people throughout the Gospels. We see him doing this. This morning, we see him doing it to one man called Zacchaeus. The simple blessing of giving a listening ear to someone is profound. It's why Jesus gives us two ears. The blessing of eating with someone is something we really believe in here at All Saints. Jesus eats with a lot of people. And you could say, well, I can't do that. I don't have enough money to buy food to eat with people. You don't need money to eat with people here. Next Sunday, you're invited to eat together after the morning service, to which anybody's invited. You're invited to be on the serving team. We call it the team, the greatness team, because this is what Jesus did. He didn't come to be served, but to serve. What is one way today you and I can simply serve someone with something kind? A great way to be a witness for Jesus in a very unkind world that wants to get more and more and more is to give away kindness, to be Jesus to someone, and to share with someone. That's the final S of bless that we're thinking about. And you could say, well, I'm not very good at sharing, which means sharing in words the good news of Jesus. I'm not sure I've got the words. Well, as we've heard today, we know somebody who does have the words. He's quite well known. He's just down the road, a mile away, tomorrow evening. You could invite someone to come along to that, to the Archbishop of Canterbury, share the good news. It's about expressing the blessing of Jesus himself to a world in need of it. Is my life, is your life, like a reservoir that locked into the religion of the consumer society just wants to get more and more? Or has Jesus broken the dams of our reservoir and started a river flowing to dislodge a stone in the dams that make us self-enclosed? Is one simple, small act of giving away something of Jesus' blessing he's given to you. And you could come this morning, as I often do, to church or Christian meetings as a consumer, leaning back right now, metaphorically or literally, saying, okay, show me another video clip. I quite like that one just now. Where was that? Give me a great theological insight. Come on. But I'm going to invite you to, if you can find the button to switch that one off, it can be quite hard, and to switch on another button in your mind, as it were, called the imagination. And to lean in and to do what we did on our staff away day very powerfully this week, which was to put ourselves into the skin, into the shoes of Zacchaeus. Because the way Jesus speaks to him, blesses him, deals with him in amazing grace and abundant love is what I am sure Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, who is here, his Spirit is with us, wants to do this morning, not least at this meal that we call in the church Holy Communion, that Jesus invites you to and me to. When you can come forward in a few minutes' time to receive from Jesus these signs that he gives, his body broken for you, his blood shed for you. As the picture we had before this service underlined, that God does have his eye on you in exactly the same way, extraordinarily, as his eye was on Zacchaeus. So if you can put yourself into the skin, as it were, the shoes of Zacchaeus. And you are in Jericho because that's where you live, and Jesus is coming to town. And you want to see him. You really want to see him. Can you picture it as you go out of your front door onto the streets, and they are jam-packed because everybody in Jericho is on the streets, and there's a buzz that grows. Can you feel it? Can you hear it in your imagination? As Jesus is walking down your street. And you really want to see him because you know that life isn't working. You really want something more in your life. And Jesus, you're curious about. People speak about a personal relationship with him. You don't really know what that is, but you've noticed that Jesus has some surprising things to say. One of his friends, his disciples, used to be a friend of yours. He was a tax collector. You used to extort money together. His name was Matthew. His life has been changed around. You'd really like to know a bit what that's like. And you spot just down the road, I don't know if you can spot it in your mind's eye, can you see it? There's a sycamore tree. One of these trees that has a short trunk and spreading branches. That's what a sycamore fig tree is like. And you are run ahead. Luke 19, verse 4. You climb the sycamore fig tree. It's quite easy to climb, and you hide in the branches. Why are you doing that? Because Jesus is coming this way. And you're hiding behind the leaves. Can you feel them just brushing up against your face, and you want to keep out of sight. Jesus, verse 5, is getting nearer and nearer, but what's happening? This is terrible. You just want him to walk on by, but he's stopping. He's looking up. Can you imagine Jesus? He's looking up at you. He's seen you hiding in the trees. And maybe you think, this is terrible. He's going to tell me what a terrible person I am, but I know that already. He's going to tell me off. He's going to tell me he doesn't want anything to do with me, but no. What is he saying to you? Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. He's not telling me off. This is the most amazing blessing. Zacchaeus comes down at once and welcomes Jesus gladly. He's the most unpopular man in the whole of Jericho, if not the land, as the chief tax collector in league with the Romans. Jesus, this day, he's the most popular man in the town, probably on earth. He wants to spend the day with me. It's extraordinary. And Zacchaeus listens to Jesus and shares with him and serves Jesus in his home and probably eats with him and just experiences the kingdom of God breaking the dam of his life that has all been about getting and getting and getting more, climbing the ladder of his career to become the chief tax collector, and having found a long time ago it was leaning against the wrong wall, and now Jesus gives you a new way to live. And maybe he doesn't say a thing, but Zacchaeus gets it about the kingdom of God. Verse 8. Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. And Jesus said to him, salvation has come to this house. What's salvation? It's receiving the blessing of God and giving it away. What's salvation? It's receiving the forgiveness of God and giving it away. It's receiving the body broken, the blood shed on the cross, and letting your life be changed by it. Receiving from the Son of Man who came to seek and to save what was lost. Just like you, just like me, just like Zacchaeus. There's a man called A.W. Tozer who wrote this phrase in one of his amazing writings. He spoke of God looking for the person with the vacuum of desire for the Holy Spirit to rush into. The vacuum of desire. It's all we can give sometimes in our weakest moments, but that's enough for Jesus to take and to bless, and then to invite us to join his river of giving away his blessing to the world. Do you want to be a reservoir or a river? Jesus invites you and me to come forward to receive the bread and the wine, and it's this great sign that he gives that by taking in bread, eating bread, drinking wine, it's a sign, a picture, if you like, of the Holy Spirit of God who comes in, who wants to come in, and all who received him, he gave the right to become children of God, who then outflow, without even trying, the character of the Father. And this is what happens to Zacchaeus. It's what happens to men and women and children throughout the Gospels and in every age who receive Jesus and get his kingdom and then give it away. And then give it away. As the band come forward, in order to lead us in a song, which is a prayer of Zacchaeus for the first day of the rest of his life, a new life that's no longer getting, but getting in order to give. No longer getting for me, but receiving to give away. And if this is your prayer, it might be a prayer you have made 1,000 and more times, in fact daily, in your life, that you want Jesus to fill you again with his Holy Spirit. You might never have prayed this prayer in your life before. If this is your prayer, I'm going to invite you to seal that prayer, if you wish to, before or after taking communion this morning, by asking for someone in our prayer ministry team, which will be to my left on the right-hand side of the church over here, to pray simply that you would be the new Zacchaeus. Lord, I pray to be the new Zacchaeus. Help me, as Zacchaeus did, to come down out of my tree house, my hiding place, to meet with you. I pray you'd help me to come down out of the place of pristine right answers to the messy, broken world where you are at work healing and blessing. Help me to welcome you as Zacchaeus did. I want to live in your kingdom, the kingdom that receives freely and gives away.